not too long ago, Cliffo, you were talking about wanting to try chicken in a can. And I was saying how gross that sounds, but I can one up the grossness because it's been revealed there is actually a Christmas tinner, which is a full Christmas dinner in a tin.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Sick of slaving over a hot stove all Christmas Eve. Don't do it anymore. Just pull out the can opener.
Yeah.
And enjoy and your Christmas dinner.
And it's a couple of courses. It's not just the one. It's all your courses in the tin, all layered. So this actually started back in 2013, and it's a tech retailer by the name of Game who's released it because a lot of their gamers on Christmas Day are gaming.
That's worrying in and of itself, Gabby. This is a meal. Not released by, like, McCain.
No.
Or, do you know what I mean?
By Game.
Kellogg's or Campbell's or one of these big food retailers. Yeah. No.
By Game.
By a game company.
But do you want to hear what's in it? So this is the typical 3-in-1 Christmas dinner in a can that you can get. There's also vegan and vegetarian options as well. But this is the generic one.
More unenjoyable.
Yeah, so it starts with a layer of turkey. And then there's potatoes, broccoli, bread sauce, sprouts, stuffing, and then you get to the mince pies for dessert. So it's all just layered in the one tin. If you want to go for the vegan option, though, it includes chocolate cake with custard as your dessert. So you've just got layer upon layer of grossness until you get to chocolate cake.
I like how you say, like, chocolate cake with custard. Like, that's going to get me across the line. Like, you look at me with these eyes of, like, sure.
You know, broccoli, potato, gross, but chocolate cake.
But there's cake. And I will admit, that's the point where my ears pricked up. Cliffo and Gabby.